I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois students and public university leaders came together Monday to hammer home the importance of federal education funding and infrastructure for marginalized students. Jacqueline Salgado says she was the first in her family to go to college, thanks largely to federal financial aid.
I graduated from the University of Illinois Chicago debt-free, thankfully due to the Pell Grants that were accessible to students like myself, as well as programs like the Federal Work Study, as I did work through my whole undergrad, and I continue to work through my grad student program.
Salgado is now a grad student at University of Illinois Chicago researching the health of farm workers. She worries President Trump's cuts to federal education and research funding could interrupt that work. Some unofficial results in Jackson County. In the race for 3 open seats on the Carbondale City Council, counting election day, early grace period, and vote-by-mail ballots, the top 3 vote-getters appear to be Don Roberts, Nathan Colombo, and Brian Stanfield. In the race for a full 4-year term on the Carbondale District 95 School Board, the candidates receiving the needed votes for election were Corey Cawthon, Catherine Field, Imani McHenry, and Tangela Oliver. Lance Spadar received 119 votes for mayor of Elkville. His challenger, Matthew Pyle, received 48. Cheryl Brassel easily outdistanced Shane Page in the race to serve a 4-year term on the Murfreesboro District 186 School Board. In the race to serve a 4-year term as commissioner on the Murfreesboro Park District, Donald Brewer earned 190 votes to Cynthia Roberts, 162. Voters in the El Verano School District appear to have overwhelmingly approved an $11 million bond issue to build and equip a new school building to serve pre-K and 8th grade and improve school sites. Unofficial results for Union County include Jonesboro's Asia Busby beat Robbie Rawls for mayor. Rodney Cross won the Jonesboro Alderman Ward 1 position. For Cobden Village President, Larry Hackenthal received the most votes. He finished ahead of Brooke Miller and Troy Herman. For Perry County, let's take a look. Frank Hartman won the Cutler Village President's race against Joseph Laux. In the Cutler Village trustee race, Daniel Curry, Roger Coker, and Samantha Wood were the top 3 vote-getters. St. John's Village trustee candidates Ruth Hawkins, Nicholas Brown, and Daniels won their seats. In Tamaro, Carrie Schoenbacher won her race against Dave Keller for village president. In a 5-person race for Tamaro Village trustee, Curtis Stube, Caleb Brash, and Nancy Keller came out on top. Nelson Knapp won his race to serve the unexpired 2-year term as Tamaro Village trustee. In school board races, Steve Bailey, Elena Marlowe, and Sherry Phillips won seats on the Tamaro School Board. For the Pinckneyville 204 School Board, Matthew Hine, Michael Rakers, and Jackie Brand won seats. Charles Woodside, Kyle Purcell, Dustin Kuhnert, and Austin Marlowe will serve 4-year terms on the Pinckneyville District 50 School Board. On the DuCoin District 300 School Board, Jason Furlow, Jim Cousin, and Brianna Williams won out of a field of 5 candidates. Matthew Rodewald, Lois Joins, Amy Nail, and Michael Baker won seats on the Trico 176 School Board. For the Ashley School District 15 School Board, Jason Wisniewski, Jennifer Zagonia, and Jeffrey Stern won seats. You'll continue to hear coverage from throughout Southern Illinois of local election results. Find more information on our website at WSIU.org. Thanks for listening. This is WSIU.